Welcome to Simple Wins, the show where we talk to the architects behind the most successful B2B firms. And we're currently in the middle of a massive project curating the 2026 B2B benchmark. And we're looking for the high-level strategies that actually work in today's market. And I knew I had to get Larry Levine on the mic today. Larry is the leading in a movement of authenticity, integrating, and trust in the sales profession. Larry, so excited to have you on the show today. Really looking forward to this.
Adam, what's going on? It's my pleasure. I promise you this. We're going to have a good conversation. Mark my word.
That we are. I am really looking forward to this. So one thing that I know that you're probably the best at, and this is the reason that I really wanted to have you on here, is this concept of relationships. Okay? So in business, for example, we're going ahead. We're trying to make all these different sales, right? Especially in the follow-up type of a period, right? So a lot of people, when they do follow up, they're doing just in touches or whatever it might be. But as me and you both know, that's not really the best way to maintain that relationship long term. What do you usually recommend?
Before I even get there, I just have to touch on something that I think is gonna get people to think a little bit, especially when it comes to relationships. And I'll set the stage this way, Adam. And I always ask people whether I'm delivering a keynote or whether I'm walking into a company and have the opportunity to share what selling from the heart's all about, I'll always ask this. This is what I want us to really key in on, and then it's going to set us up for a really great conversation, is I ask people, are you in the people business and are you in the relationship building business? 9 times out of 10, people raise their hand and say, yes, absolutely, I'm in the people business. I'm in the relationship building business. I said, well, great. I'm glad we level set on that. Now, here's the next question. What are you doing to build your people skills and your relationship building skills in a world where most people don't view salespeople as trustworthy and credible? And it gets people to think, Adam, and here's where I'm going with this, is for those who believe in high relational selling, which I believe high relational selling is the key to building trust, is we got to unpack, what is a relationship? How do you define it? Is the relationship that I believe to be the relationship, is that what the other person believes the relationship to be? And here's where I'm going to submit. There's a disconnect. And we'll unpack this today, is I really believe that this is, people are messy. Relationships are messy. We as sellers, we have to work on building what I call relational alignment, relational strength, relational fort around this, which means we got to go way beyond just saying, hey, I got a great relationship. We got to build a trusted relationship based on us bringing what I call meaningful value to the forefront. And if you don't do that, you got a lot of friends and inconsistent sales, Adam O'Leary.
And what is that meaningful value that you're providing?
So here's what I want us to think about. And in my second book, Selling in a Post-Trust World, I talk about 4 pillars of building trust. And in the first pillar, I'm going to tie both of these together here. In the first pillar, I talk about building authentic relationships. Kind of, that's who you know inside the organization. And I always stress to sellers, you got to go high, wide, and deep. You got to get to know as much as you possibly can about these people personally and professionally. I'll keep it at a high level when I just say that. We can unpack it if you'd like during our conversation. The second part of this meaningful value, and this is where sellers really struggle, Adam, is especially these high relational sellers who lean into this, I want to be liked and I want to be friends, as opposed to I want to be trustworthy and I want to be viewed as being credible. And the way you do that is you got to bring meaningful value. In other words, business substance, business ideas, high levels of business acumen to the forefront. And if we don't, we're going to be viewed as, hey, that's a really nice, likable salesperson. And occasionally I might throw them a bone, which is a sale. But if I view that salesperson as being trustworthy and credible because they're bringing something to the forefront that's completely different, I'm going to lean into this person for advice. There's a big disconnect based on the data and analytics that we're running. There's a lot of salespeople because they know they're behind the eight ball when it comes to trust. So they lean into, hey, Adam and I are going to be friends. I'm just using your name because we're having this wonderful conversation. Is I'm leaning into Adam because Adam likes me and he's going to be friends with me. But if I don't bring Adam any business substance to help him grow his business, we're just really good friends and that's about it. That's the meaningful value part of this, Adam.
Absolutely. And can you give me some good examples of that?
So when I start thinking about meaningful value, and so here's where I'd like sellers to start thinking about, is if I'm a seller and I'm dealing with executive leadership, let's just say that's the sweet spot I call into, or it could be mid-level management, it could be lower level management. I want to start taking a look at, well, what are their goals, initiatives, and challenges over the next 90 days? Where do they see their company 6 months from now? What's the vision? What's their aspirations? Once I start understanding all of this, then I can go back and I can start doing research and I can start bringing them insights and I can start leveraging articles that I've read or podcasts that I've listened to. I can even lean into people in my network who might be able to help me achieve their goals, achieve their aspirations, even help them cast vision. So this is something that a lot of salespeople are massively struggling with, is if you want to help executive leaders and these mid-level decision makers become better, that means you have to become better. You have to become a whole heck of a lot smarter, which means you have to go on a learning conquest.
For sure. And I'm interested in what you're going to say on this, because I think this is a place that a lot of sales reps will get this totally mistaken. So you were talking about like podcasts or clips or whatever that you saw to help that person become a better individual, a better leader, for example. When we're looking at this, what's the difference between, for example, hey, I saw this podcast just thinking about you, or hey, I was watching this video just thinking about you, right? At some point, you're just pushing content, right? As opposed to providing value. What is the differentiator there?
Understanding what you're putting out there. And here's where I'm going with this, Adam. And I hope we can dig in deep on this, because I see this happening all the time. There's a lot of sellers who will haphazardly listen to a podcast. A 30-minute podcast, they'll listen to 5 minutes of it. They'll take a 10-page article and they'll read two paragraphs of it. They'll send it over to somebody and say, hey, I was thinking about you. If I was that person receiving it on the other end, I'd fire back and say, tell me more about this. Tell me more about that article. What is it about that podcast that you really thought about me on? There's a lot of disconnect going on. And I don't mean to poke the bear at this, but actually I do mean to poke the bear at this. There's a lot of salespeople who are leveraging all of this stuff and they're saying, Adam, check out this article. I was thinking about you, but they really don't have any idea what the article is. It's just they just saw the title, or they barely listened to the podcast and they said, Adam, I was just thinking about you. Listen to this podcast.
Absolutely. No, 100%. And I think something that's interesting there is, so for example, let's say if we're selling to an individual, right now everybody's super busy, right? Everybody's busy all the time, right? We have AI doing stuff, everything is going crazy. And I think one question I want to dig really, really deep into there is, for example, if we go ahead and we say we have a podcast or whatever that we want to share with this individual, we have a blog that we saw and hey, mm-hmm. we read it, we're thinking about that person. What specifically though, instead of just talking about sending it to them and saying, hey, this is the reason I was thinking about you, thinking it might be helpful, what is the actual intent, right? Like, how do you set the stage when you actually do send that material to make sure that the person knows that this isn't just a follow-up piece? Like, this is actually, you put time and thought into sending this to the individual.
It could be as simple as this. And it goes back to, if I, as a seller, Adam, understand their vision, their initiatives, the things they want to accomplish on a quarterly basis, what's a really successful year look like? If I help them cast vision going, okay, by the end of this year, your year's a success if what three things happen. And I'm starting to make mental notes of all of this, and I'm jotting them down on a notepad. Then I'm putting it into my CRM and so forth that's just triggering all of this. Then when I'm listening to a podcast or I'm reading something or I read an article or I'm at an event where I'm taking notes, I can say, hey, you know what, Adam, 30 days ago when we had this conversation, when I first met you, you had shared with me some of your vision around this. In our last conversation, Adam, you talked about three things to have a successful year. Well, you know what? I was thinking about you because this podcast that I just listened to might help you achieve one of those goals for the next quarter. It may help you achieve one of those things you said to me about, hey, if I can achieve this, it'll be a successful year. So you tie this into all the things that you learned during the conversations that you had with the people. It's not hard stuff, but it is hard stuff.
For sure. Absolutely. And I think the next question that I would see, it's just the next logical thing. I think the answer that you gave is perfect, by the way. But the next logical thing that I would say, or I would look at is, so a sales rep is managing hundreds of different leads, right? Different prospects that they're talking to, right? How are you going ahead and being able to systematize that process? Because I think one of the things, especially if we're listening to a podcast, it might be relevant to one person, right? But you still have, say, 100 of the prospects that are inside the pipeline that you're trying to move, right? How are you setting a system, a foundation to really drive those people through?
I'm a pretty simple guy. I'm an old school guy who's massively simple, but believes in using a CRM. I use it inside Selling from the Heart all the time. Let's just keep this simple. Let's don't overcomplicate this. I would just say, if I'm a seller that's managing accounts, by the way, I am as well right now in my position. I coach, train, podcast. I still got a prospect for new business. I still got a court executives. But I just put touch points in my CRM. I put notes in my CRM that trigger me based on tasks to say, you know what, I'm going to reach out to Adam. I'm going to reach out to Sue. I'm going to reach out to Mary at these certain times. And then every single time I just listen to something, it reminds me of, hey, I need to reach out to somebody. Again, we don't have to overly complicate this. I don't live in the tech and SaaS space, so, right? I'm not up to date, and I'm just going to just be massively transparent. I'm not up to date with all the technology stuff that's going to enable me to trigger all this stuff. I use a very simple CRM with task reminders, and it works because I don't overcomplicate it all.
Absolutely. Yeah. My thought, the way that I always do it is, if you think of the person, that's a good time to reach out to them. It doesn't matter when, right? Like that's usually the most important click, right? Hey, the second you think of somebody, right? Because there's always a reason that you're thinking of that person, right? And that was always a good follow-up process.
Yes. And I just want to play back on what you just said, though. If I'm just thinking of someone, I'm just going to use your name. Let's just say Adam, you know, all of a sudden, Adam's name pops in my head for whatever reason. All I'm going to do is go into my CRM and go into the contact section. I'm just going to type in Adam O'Leary, and I'm just going to go right to your contact thing. And then I can go back to my notes and everything we just said, because you just popped into my head. It's that simple. And then I just set up just simple tasks. I would encourage sellers to set up simple tasks. Hey, every 2 weeks, right? It just could be a reminder, touch point. Or every 30 days, touch point.
Absolutely. And do you have different types of touch points that you'll go ahead and use? Like, for example, you talked about sending a piece of content, right? Do you have other ways that you can follow up with prospects?
Well, since we have two podcasts and I write an article every week and I got a couple books, it's really easy for me just to ping people and remind them. I'd say, and a lot of times I'll just leverage my podcast. Hey, we had a great podcast episode with Adam O'Leary. I thought you would like to listen to this. Pay attention to the, you know, what we talk about at the 5 minute mark, and I'll send that to everybody. This is not complicated stuff. It's not rocket science, though people turn it into rocket science.
I love it. Larry, you're like the godfather when it comes to sales, relationship sales. It's too like, funny.
But so many people overcomplicate this. Yeah. It's like, absolutely. Come on, people. You're building relationships and you're changing the way people think. You don't have to overcomplicate this. There's something to be said for all the mundane work inside of this.
Absolutely. No, 100%. I totally agree with that. And this type of system, I want to close here because I think this is the most important thing. What you're talking about here is this relationship skill, like this relationship skill, this moving people through a relationship. And then what most companies and organizations will do is that they set up all of these different workflows, automation. They spend so much time. It's almost like they work for the CRM as opposed to working for the business. My question here is, how does you going ahead and using this simple type of process for the CRM actually increase trust with the prospects that they're speaking to versus doing all of these heavy automations that companies will set up?
Oh, because again, this is my belief on this, Adam. People sense it, smell it. They know. I mean, people are a whole heck of a lot smarter than y'all think they are. And I know, I'll just use me as a case in point. I know when I'm part of an automated email string, I could just tell. You could just, you sense it and you smell it just based on the verbiage, the salutation. It's all there. But for me is I'm a massive believer of the words you use, the messaging you use, and how you deliver it's the key to all of this. Yeah. And we live in this technology-driven world. I'm going to acknowledge it. Technology is at the forefront. It's not going to go away. It's just how do you humanize yourself through the use of technology? And it's so funny because my podcast partner at Selling from the Heart and Culture from the Heart is big tech nerd. I love him. I love him dearly. I love Daryl dearly. But he's a marketing guy who thinks like a sales guy. I'm just a sales guy who thinks like a sales guy. And I just keep things simple because people today can sense when they're part of a workflow string in an automation string. You may not believe me, but they can sure freaking sense it. They can smell it. They can smell it a mile away.
Amen to that. Larry, where can people go to learn more about you?
They can go to sellingfromtheheart.net. You can find everything you could possibly find out about us at sellingfromtheheart.net. You can catch the podcast on YouTube, and I'm not too hard to find on LinkedIn.
Amazing. Larry, thank you so much for jumping on today. Had an absolute blast with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks, Adam.
Awesome. Everyone, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.